Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday.
All right. Well, it is time for our anchor point. This is where we take ordinary, everyday situations that serve to teach us something deeper and keep us rooted in the truth of God. So today we're looking at one I think we all know too well. Here it is. Have you ever reached into a drawer only to pull out this giant tangled mess of power cords or phone cords? That is 100% me. Some people are really great at wrapping these up. They keep them neat and organized and have the tools. And I have all the stuff to help me keep it organized. I just can't. I don't know why. I really struggle with this. My approach instead is to just grab the entire bunch, the whole mess, and then I just shake it wildly out of control, hoping this is going to untangle the mess of cords. But it never works, and the cords and the knots get tighter and tighter. The more I do that, my frustration goes. I'm actually getting panicky. Could this be any more symbolic of my life? How often do we do this with our life problems? Just life. The worries, the responsibilities, the relationships, the mistakes. There we are, flailing our arms, trying to untangle this mess that we are in, thinking that if we just move fast enough, if we do more, pull harder, fight harder, if we obsess over these issues long enough and hold on tight enough, somehow these things will untangle themselves and resolve themselves. It'll sort itself out. But they don't. You think I would learn that by now, that my frantic efforts to fix, striving, constant need to keep things under control only tighten all of those knots. And then what happens to us? We end up overwhelmed, exhausted, wondering why nothing is getting better. And then we just take that big pile of tangled knots and throw it in the corner for the problems to fester and collect dust. It hasn't gone away. But here's the thing. We have the most awesome God. God never intended for us to live in this tangled up mess. Untangling all of our life messes takes a lot of patience, but in the end, it really brings completeness. James 1:4 says, "Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." I don't think he wants us yanking and pulling and trying to fix all the tangled cords. He knows the mess that we find ourselves in, and instead he invites us to slow down, take a deep breath, and to trust in him. Let go. Because the only way to untangle a mess, whether it's computer cords, power cords, or life, is to stop pulling so hard. When we bring that slack into our lives, when we're still, knowing that he sees all the tangles, that he's the one that will help us unravel it. Usually one knot at a time. So let me ask you, what is tangled in your life right now? What is so bundled up into that giant mess of knots? Maybe there's a knot with your family, your relationship, a giant knot over your finances that aren't working out. Maybe it's our health or our kids who refuse to speak to us. Today, we can stop pulling at the cords. We are given the gift of freedom to pause, to trust, ask God for wisdom, and let him be the guide through the knots. He'll loosen what looks impossible to loosen. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely, and now let's go live Insight Out.